Since I'm supposed to be attracted to feminine behavior and not their skin, I'm not supposed to like their boobies ever? Okay, this is an interesting question. Okay. At the level I'm at with things, it's really good. We're getting a whole mix of questions coming in that'll help you and others to just break through much faster. Okay, so I can see where this question is coming from, and let me just address some things here. Ultimately, what you want to value, if you are referring to my teachings from years ago, would be the latest training. There's a lot of value in my earlier teachings. What you want to value is the closest to source as possible, and that would be a lot of what I'm teaching now more. Okay, so I've said some things in the past to help others get to a certain level of understanding. Now I'm going to give you the bigger picture with this question, which is actually more advanced, but it'll help you to break through faster. Assuming you are a single man, this is coming from single men, addressed towards single men to just handle this and get resolution to move on. Okay, so something I may have taught years ago was to value natural feminine behavior, and then there's actually all kinds of limitations with that, because as we addressed in a different question, you want to get beyond all of that. But I labeled things years ago in a cliche type way to help people differentiate female behavior as a stepping stone to help them understand the dynamics and then to evolve. So just to reference that, I have what I called natural, independent, and social alpha women. So these were stereotypical models of different types of female behavior. And the now what we refer to as awakened goddesses in our natural grounding videos, the label there was natural alpha. So she behaved naturally, and they're independent women, independent alpha women like Hillary Clinton and Oprah Winfrey, very independent, driven, successful, career-oriented, and then social alpha women like Christina Aguilera, Mariah Carey, in their earlier years, you could say, but Paris Hilton, so have this social power and value, and then the independent inner personality, success, career-driven women. And this was just done to differentiate the different types of behavior to get some insight into social behavior, to help alleviate anxieties with men, to understand women, and to have more success in their dating life, when I was teaching several years ago. So this question, since I'm supposed to be attracted to feminine behavior and not their skin, I'm not supposed to like their boobies ever. Okay. It's a little challenging to answer this question because the level of consciousness where it's coming from is not conscious enough to understand and respect skin from a position of power and even enlightenment. Because ultimately, there is no disconnection in who you are. You are a spiritual being in a human body, but you are not only a Zen monk. You have sexual feelings, emotions, and you have your body, okay? And this is a part of your life. There's no disconnection. And this lesson can get very advanced. I can say things right now that it just takes the highest level of understanding out there to an entirely new level, because we're basically, we're talking about and connecting you to the highest levels of sexual power, which is source itself, the spiritual ability to attract and create life. And the more you resonate at the higher levels, the more empowered you become as a man or woman. normally you wouldn't have a reason to if you're just in a relationship and you value the next person. This is very spiritual stuff we're doing, resonating for millions of people. If you're not there yet, well, yeah, it helps to have a divine reason to be at those levels of power yourself. So anyways, coming back to this, your body, your skin, all of sexuality is nothing to be ashamed of. Now, that's a very conscious thing, because even what I was teaching years ago was to help men cue into certain things. This is so advanced. The person who's asking this is probably not going to understand the answer because he's just not at a level. But this can help him to get it if you resonate with this as well and you keep listening to this over and over, because it's very advanced what I'm saying. That ultimately, all sexuality is divine. All physicality is divine. All expressions of female sexuality is divine, as long as it is not taking away from life. If it's an expression, it is powerful. So all of this exploitation in media that is going on is coming from lower connection to source itself. It's further away from the true divinity of sexuality to create life and attraction force itself. Instead, it's about social power, socioeconomic manipulation, stimulus response conditioning consumers so they don't have control over their sexual desires because they're so low conscious sexually, putting their sexuality and heart in their closet, avoiding it so it just owns them. And they're just disconnected from it. But the more you embrace who you really are and the more you get into a higher experiential understanding of your sexuality, of your physicality, there is no disconnection. You are divine on all levels. So to answer this question directly, you can basically just forget the first part. You're not supposed to be attracted to feminine behavior. Look at it this way. You just be the divine masculine in your understanding of reality. And you connect with that power within women to awaken, to attract, to heal, to inspire them, to be in a great long-term relationship if that's where you're at right now, or for the long term. Okay, but there's only the now. Okay. So it's about a higher level of connection to being who you already are, sexually, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Of course, you can love the bodies of women. If you're a man, you can love the boobies and bodies and booties, can we say that word here? of women. Okay. But where things get thrown off is almost all of Western culture is not coming from a level of respect and appreciation and love for the feminine. So this is such a wide implicated topic. If you're not at a level of high enough consciousness in all implications, you're still going to be judging. You're going to be judging women for selling out to the matrix, for showing their skin to manipulate men in different ways and so forth. Well, you know what? For years, I was in the known inner circles, a leading advocate of getting men to be aware of sexploitation and pornography for what it is. Okay. And there's so many implications with this, but the more conscious you become, the more you realize that everything is divine and that you can love and respect a woman, not just spiritually, or it's more socially acceptable to accept and appreciate and love and respect the divine feminine. Oh, wait a minute. It's not yet socially acceptable at the time of this recording. Okay. We're working on that. But yes, a man can absolutely love her body. where things get limiting is where much of, you know, men's magazine, pop media culture only values and even glorifies a woman's body and beauty and sexuality, which is really social power, which they think is sexual. Okay. But consciousness is on all levels: physical, sexual, emotional, spiritual, mental, and social, which is an advanced topic. Okay. So if you're only valuing the bodies of women and women, you know, the whole thing's a double-edged, ridiculous thing. You know, women not like, oh, men are pigs. That's, it's all lower consciousness. A man, a real man, would absolutely respect the body of women, but that would not be his only thing. Okay? So why would you be disconnected from appreciating and enjoying consensually the bodies of each other, of a man and a woman, when you're together in connection? Why would there be disconnection there? So it's not that we are only valuing this, the what sounds good, or the spirituality of women. I'll tell you this, there's a spirituality of physicality, okay, and an expression of your sexual self that is divine, coming from conscious connection and consenting adults to experience love, life, romance, sex. Yeah, sex, believe it or not. That you can love and respect the opposite sex, not just for their bodies, but in all levels. So not just for their divine spiritual valuation. Okay, so this is such an advanced topic because even teaching this for years, there will be people in mainstream who will distort what I'm saying until they evolve in consciousness themselves, that we could actually embrace sexuality because they're still viewing it from their filter and their understanding is something of lower consciousness. Okay? But as you get into the higher spirituality of life, of body, of, you know, all understanding, sexuality, spirituality. Okay, once you get in the higher levels of understanding, why would body be disconnected? Why would the spirituality of your divine body, and there are some divine bodies out there, you could say, I don't know, women going to Chippendales. But it's not just that, it's on all levels. So why would you only value a spiritual Zen understanding of life that would actually limit you to the physical conscious expression and experience of divinity of heaven on earth, to be able to connect a man and a woman, to awaken each other, to experience awakening sexual, physical, emotional energy on all levels of self? Okay. I don't like their bodies, but let me just only like the divine feminine. I mean, there may be some people who just are against what we represent, which is not just the spirituality of women and her yin energy, her goddess self, but her body and her sexuality. We're at the highest levels, and there may be only a few people in the world who actually get this right now, who can truly respect a woman in all of her power, in all of her glory, in all of her sexual power, in all of her social power, that she could be that empowered on all levels without judging her, but actually saying, you go, girl. And that is a divine respect for her body and what she chooses to do in win-win relationships or a long-term relationship. Sexuality, the physicality of that is an amazing part of life. So as you become more conscious, as Western society and culture and media becomes more conscious, they'll start realizing that there's an entirely different outlook on sexuality that a lot of spiritual women are, they really get that your body, your sexuality is part of who you are and you shouldn't be disconnected from that. We're about the spirituality of all levels of self. So there's a lot to say there. But just coming back to this question, since I'm supposed to be attracted to feminine behavior and not their skin, am I not supposed to like their boobies ever? So bringing it back down a couple notches, I mean, basically, ultimately, you want to get to a level where you, for the person asking this question and other people, where you raise your sexual consciousness above the level of what I was teaching years ago, above all social levels of understanding. And this is where it gets really dynamic, because here you're actually bringing physical sex itself into it, which is such a taboo dynamic subject, where I've even had very conscious people come against me for not being closed off to the physicality of connection and sex. All right, so it's still actually kind of taboo that we would represent the spirituality of all levels, which would not exclude physical connection between a man and a woman, but really getting into the higher levels of experience, respect, connection, the spirituality of connection, tantric, in that it also would respect that a man and woman may possibly be single in their life, and it may happen a connection that maybe not be in a long-term relationship, which sounds socially more ideal and kosher. Okay, so the valuation is connection, it's higher consciousness. There's very few people that I have found so far at the time of this recording who really truly are at that level of sexual respect of all beauty and body from higher consciousness, that a woman could express herself and not judge any of that. And believe me, for years I was judging it, but I'm at a level now where there's no disconnection. It's just pretty close to enlightenment as standard, as the outlook on all of this. I don't know how else to say that. So bringing it back down here, I mean, we just opened a whole can of gummy worms here, didn't we? But you know what? I don't know. I mean, there's so much with this. Yeah, it's taboo that a man and a woman could actually express themselves without judgment as long as there's connection. And that is so just going against even a lot of the conscious stuff out there, because we're not disconnected, we're not shameful from our bodies, that we are divine on all levels. It may take years or decades for people to get to that understanding. And once you start getting into transformation with media, you'll start realizing at the more advanced levels that all showcases of female power are phenomenal. But at a lower understanding of the way that things are, stimulus response, consumer socioeconomic dynamics, and all of that, that skin is used against men and women, and they're not conscious enough to be able to understand that power and be resonant with what it really is as an expression of power and divinity. They have a different type of relationship to it, a program receiver, a social adaptive response, anything but being equal on the powerful level to understand the things that I can show you in live sessions. I'll connect you to how powerful this stuff actually is, that even the pussycat dolls, one out of a million people at the most would actually be spiritually connected to the power that is really there, instead of having, you know, anything, a different type of relationship. It gets really advanced. Anyways, I don't want that to confuse you if you're a single man right now going through this process. The general rule of thumb has been to get more into the spirituality of goddessism, of the divine feminine, to do natural grounding, to a point where you increase your sexual consciousness so you're not thrown off by their bodies. Of course, you can value that, but so many men are stuck in the cycle of fantasy and their sexual energy and the conditioning, the sexploitation, the type of relationship they have to it, which is anything but enlightened, is owning them. And they don't have enough sexual power or consciousness themselves to be more powerful than that level of sexploitation energy on the socio-spiritual level. I told you this stuff gets advanced. Basically, you just got to get more conscious. You have to become that. So I recommend that do more natural grounding. That is the valuation, talking to the people here. Yes, you can love their bodies. Understand that that is a part of them. But until you are comfortable and confident around those types of women yourself that you have been thrown off by before, that you better keep doing your natural grounding, because I referenced a very high level of reality that ultimately, and hopefully now getting this out there and with all of this, that more men will become that conscious to respect women on all levels and give them that freedom and expression to truly not judge anything and to truly love and respect them. Okay, but until you're at that point, if you can ever get to that point, because being at this level just blows me away where I'm at now, because it's further than what I was teaching a couple years ago, you know, because there were a lot of social dynamics that I was teaching to be aware of. You still, in the process, should be aware of that to take your power back. But if you're still thrown off by the skin of women, if that's controlling you and you can't control the physiological response, the only answer is to become more sexually conscious. All right. As you become more sexually conscious, you know, you can love and respect the body of women as well, but we're really about loving women on all levels. So it's not just their body or a men's magazine valuation. Okay. So it's really about becoming more conscious yourself to a point where your energy is not thrown off by the skin to ask questions like these, which is great because I take certain things for granted and I want to help you really transform, because you have infinite power as a man to be worthy of any woman in the world. You are divine yourself. So it's connecting to the power that's already there. And I've gone through a lot of this, you know, disempowerment before. And just not feeling worthy and having anxiety years ago. This was before natural grounding. Okay, so a lot of stuff to take in here. This is insight that you'll want to probably re-listen to a couple times just to soak it in. Again, shamelessly, this is not meant to be a logical answer, because what we're talking about is holistic spiritual experience. So just soak this stuff in. Put it on loop if you want, to get more of the insight. And as you do more of your sessions, you'll start seeing more of the breakthroughs. And already it should be breaking you through to higher levels of understanding, opening new things up in your consciousness. Okay. But let me just readdress the question again here. Since I'm supposed to be attracted to feminine behavior, basically don't worry about that. Just become more divine and connected to the divine feminine yourself and start carrying that energy with you, because it's within all women. It's a spiritual thing. That balance of energy is there. The more you do natural grounding, sexual polarity, meditation, the more you attune to the balance of the divine feminine, and you bring that out of women because you are more conscious in the divine masculine yourself. So you build and condition that relationship, that energetic balance, and then you just carry that energy with you. So you're always pre-connected at all times to that energy. You can really accept. That's what you want to be, at a level of acceptance, which is very conscious, of a woman's heart, mind, body, sexiness, and soul. And you can relish in that. Okay? But if you are being controlled by your sexual desires, it means you're not very sexually conscious. You don't have control over it. And if you can't be powerfully confident and present in relation to a woman without her skin throwing you off, then you just have a conditioned energetic relationship. You've been the response. the receiver to programs. You've been Pavlovian style conditioned to a different type of relationship to social power and sexual power. Okay, as you become more sexually conscious, where you get to a point where you're not thrown off, then I would recommend bringing in more of the physical valuation. But again, if it's just throwing you off, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. And it's going to keep throwing you off. If I tell a man who's thrown off by hot bodies, divine bodies, to like their bodies, you know, that's the whole cycle that they're already connected to, is building up that fantasy and letting the fantasy control how they feel. And it feels good. Let me gratify myself to the fantasy of their bodies. Okay. So you have to become more conscious yourself to transcend, so you're not owned by that sexual power working against you. As you become more sexually conscious, as you do natural grounding, you'll be at a level where you're not thrown off, and then you can really bring in the body valuation where it's not controlling you or owning you. Okay. But you have to work on the spiritual and sexual levels. Okay. So if you are thrown off by bodies, by skin, it's not just to value that right now. You have to get more conscious in all areas with your relationship to women and the divine feminine. As you become more conscious, the energy stops controlling you. You become more powerful than it. Then you transcend the levels of all of that social sexploitation energy, and you become compassionate for women for adapting to their social culture and falling into the power of social influence, because you know you have a stronger reality to bring out the divine feminine. That is your reality. That's your conditioning. All right. And then at that level, you can relish in a new renaissance with your woman of her skin, her body, you know, and there you go, because there is no disconnection. So if you're thrown off, if it's owning you, you know, for me to tell you to value their bodies, the whole lessons, you may consciously get it, but you're still going to be thrown off in your sexual consciousness. So you have to become more sexually conscious itself, build a new understanding that's based in that sexual polarity relationship. Okay. As you become more conscious, you become more confident, so you're not thrown off by that social power or their bodies or any of that. The skin, you're not thrown off by it. As you notice you become more comfortable and confident there, then when you know you can awaken women, you start really realizing that, yeah, their bodies are always there. That's a part of life. Just like your body is something she can enjoy in a win-win relationship, where there's connection with your girlfriend, long-term relationship, or just a casual connection, always consenting adults. Women love to have fun too. And men, no, they don't like to have fun. No. Okay, so that's all I'm going to say on this. This is something you just got to soak in, okay? Women are objectified for their bodies. What I'm saying is to connect and love their goddess self, the divine feminine within them. And also, as part of the balance of who they are, to love and respect their beauty, their body, their sensuality, their expression, which is not disconnected from their sexuality and their body. It's to respect all of the feminine. Okay? So women have to understand that that is where we're coming from. We're not picking, oh, we only like one part of her. It's a very conscious understanding. But in teaching men, you know, value the divine feminine, become more sexually conscious, and then, you know, the core of the divine feminine, as you become more conscious, confident yourself, yes, you can absolutely embrace the physicality, the sexuality, all forms of expression, all forms of female power, and you respect it as their equal and opposite in sexual polarity, for you are a divine man.